Text Messages by Voxum. With meaning. She couldn't help but flinching when her phone buzzed. Every time her phone vibrated against the wood of her bedside desk, Twilight felt that distinct, ever-familiar sense of dread pool within her gut. Whenever it happened, she thought about ignoring it. Just letting her phone sit there, buzzing away incessantly, not daring to take a peek at the picture of Spike napping that acted as her screensaver, the cute, harmless image hiding something foul beneath it. But every time that happened, she was struck with a vivid memory of shouting of pain, of dark and closed spaces filled with her books, and she couldn't get the door open, and why wasn't her combination working? So she'd pick up the phone, thumb hovering over the lock screen. She'd stare, just for a moment, at the notifications popping up. Then she'd swipe the screen and slowly, ever so slowly, input her password. It would lag for a second. It wasn't the most up-to-date model. It couldn't be. It would just get stolen or broken, like always. And then she'd be in. She'd swallow. Was it her nerves? Her fear? Something, at least. And a quick tap would pull up her messages.
Hey, teacher's pet, I've got a test tomorrow in fifth period. Swipe me the answers and I might not shove you down the stairs.
Is our project done yet? It better be worth our A's this time.
You're on thin ice, Sparkle. That stunt you pulled nearly got me caught. Give me your notes for history. I slept through class again, lol. Sweet dreams, Twilight. Not.
She'd stare at the messages. The only vague connection she had to the people around her. She could delete them, forget about them, pretend they didn't exist and hope nothing came of it. But she couldn't. They were all she had. They were the only people who knew her, saw her, talked to her. Without them, she had nothing. Nothing that proved she was there, that she was worth something. The longer she stared at them, the more her hand would start shaking, knuckles going white at her increasingly hard grip. Eventually, her arm would suddenly fall limp, dropping the phone onto the floor. A quiet, shaky breath would escape her, even as she scooted onto her bed, back against the headboard and drew her legs up, hugging them against herself. She wouldn't cry, no matter how much she wanted to. She'd learned a long time ago that tears would only motivate them. She wanted to leave them, hide away, but she couldn't. There'd be a sudden knock at the door, a familiar part of her routine.
Twilight, are you up still?
The familiar voice of her mother asked. The question didn't mean much anymore. It was really just an excuse to check in on her.
Yes,
she'd stammer. It wouldn't matter how often this had happened. She'd never been able to rid herself of it. There'd be silence for a moment before the door would open. The familiar head of gray and purple would appear in the now open doorway, and her mom might look around for a moment before her eyes landed on her. She'd breathe in sharp, before her eyes softened.
Are you all right, dear?
Twilight would shake her head, looking out her window, a frown on her face.
Everything's just fine, Mom.
She couldn't help the flinching whenever her phone buzzed. Every time her phone vibrated against the wood of her bedside desk, Twilight felt the distinct, ever-familiar sense of dread pool within her gut. And then, a moment would pass, and the dread would vanish, replaced by new, unfamiliar excitement. A smile would find its way onto her face. Though it was small, she wasn't quite used to smiling again just yet. And she'd be reaching for her phone within seconds. There was no moment of hesitation anymore, or at least not one as long as it used to be. Her thumb swiping across a familiar picture of Spike. Her password, changed along with so many other things in her life, hardly took any time to type anymore, and she was in. A tap, one perhaps a bit quicker than those that came before, and her messages opened immediately, the faster speed a testament to the fairly new model.
Hey, Twi! I got soccer practice in the morning. You wanna come watch me kick some butt?
Thank you for letting me borrow that book, Twilight. It was wonderful. I especially loved all the little pictures in it. They were so cute.
Hey, Twilight! Do you think you could come taste my new cherry tangas? They're super delicious!
I was curious, Twilight. Do you prefer a shorter skirt or a longer one? I have so many ideas that the princess gave me, and I'd simply love to try them out with your help. That is, if you're comfortable with that.
Hi, Twal. I was wondering how you're settling in Candlelot. I know it can be a bit hard moving to a whole new town. If you ever need to talk to anyone, just say the word.
Don't try the cherry changas, whatever you do. Holy crap!
Twilight, have you been feeling off at all since that whole magic demon thing? The girls and I haven't had any issues with the magic affecting us, beyond the obvious. But you definitely had a lot more shoved into your system. Do you think you could come over tomorrow? I'd like to test some things to make sure you're not going to come down with something. Is that okay?
A quiet giggle escaped her, even as she gently fell back onto her bed. She sighed, contentedly, thinking about all the things she was probably going to end up doing tomorrow, as the people who wanted to see her, wanted to talk to her, when a knock sounded at the door. She sat up, just as it opened, giving her mom a soft smile when her head popped through the door.
Hey dear, just coming to check up on you, she said, giving Twilight a curious look. Your father and I finished emptying the rest of the boxes, she added, casting a slow glance around Twilight's room, noting the complete lack thereof. She giggled.
Already finished, huh?
Twilight giggled and nodded.
Yeah, I finished a while ago,
she said, idly bouncing a little. Her mom seemed to notice this, giving her daughter a rather surprised look. After a moment, her eyes slid away from her giddiness, landing instead on the phone currently in her grasp. Her mom's face softened.
Are you all right, dear?
Twilight nodded at her, eyes sparkling.
Yep.
Are you sure?
Twilight smiled and glanced back down at her phone one last time.
I'm sure, Mom. Everything is just fine.
Hello everyone, and once again, this is Comment Time with the Visual Pony, and once again I will remind you that there are links down in the description with which you can support Pony and Wolf Productions. You can also now become a channel member to see our videos early. Every dollar helps as needed and very much appreciated. So now let me get into the meat of the story, because I don't think I can speak much faster or much longer in this speed. Oh god, I really need to practice this some more. Okay, what can I say? I looked at this. I didn't preview this. Usually, as you know, I do recently, because there have been some stories that I wanted to read, but then I started to read them and I was like, okay, nope, not gonna happen. So this one, I just saw the premise and I looked at the thumbnail and was like, you gotta read this. And when I pulled it up yesterday, actually. I wanted to narrate it yesterday already. But then I had this Remember Me story that I narrated, and I was like, oh god, no, you can't do this. You're too teary-eyed right now, and I had this lump in my throat, so. This one is quite a bit better in terms of making you feel, I think. Because, I mean, it gives you a good feeling here at the end that Twilight has been able to get out of these abusive quote-unquote friendships. I've been there myself. There are a lot of false friends in this world. And I think it's important to make sure that you have real friends and not just people who think that your presence is convenient. Which is why I only have a very small circle of friends. It is actually quite hilarious how many friends I lost when I started working in nursing. Yeah, a lot of them then showed their real colors when I was not available on weekends anymore, or when I was not able to, you know, just come by in the afternoon because I had to work evening shift, or, hey, can you come by on Friday? No, I can't because I have night shift, or shit like that, you know? My circle of friends became smaller and smaller, and I am happy where I am now. Even though I do miss some of them back from those times because, you know, you have spent a lot of time with those people. But in Twilight's case here, that she was just used. She was their slave. Do their homework, give them the answers for tests and all that shit. The stereotypical high school nerd abuse, basically. And I find it important that people get out of relationships like this. And I can only enforce if you are in a relationship like this, if you are in any kind of abusive relationship, then seek help. If you cannot get out of it yourself, then ask a friend to help you. Ask someone that you really, really trust to assist you. Or, if you are not, if you are of the younger generation, I might say, then go and talk to your parents. That might already help you, and they might be able to do something about it. At first, it might seem a bit embarrassing to involve your parents in your problems because you want to be a grown-up and you want to do stuff by yourself. But here's the thing that I personally believe to be true. It is not the sign of a real grown-up to do everything by themselves. It is the sign of a real grown-up to realize when it is necessary to ask for help. Now, this is Visual Pony, and I'm signing off. And I hope that all of you have a wonderful day.